T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I am with Dave Leventhal for the Center for Public Integrity. And Dave, we're taking a look at NY27. And as far as NY27 goes, is it surprising that we're hearing candidates announcing their run for the office so early?
It's not surprising at all. The situation in 2018 with Democrat Nate McMurray getting as close as he did to beating Chris Collins sort of introduced the realm of possibility that almost seemed impossible before, at least for Democrats. So the notion that there's going to be a big competitive rush at this district, and also, too, that there's going to be a whole lot of attention and money is not surprising, again, given what we just saw a few months ago.
Can these candidates hang on to the momentum between now and November 2020?
Sort of a double-edged sword here. If you get in too early, there's the possibility that you could flame out as a candidate. Of course, if you get in too late, then it gives your opponent on the other side of the aisle that much more opportunity to raise money or otherwise hold on to the seat. Now, Chris Collins has plenty of his own issues to deal with right now. He's a candidate or a congressman who's very marginalized up here in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill. He's lost his committee assignments. He's facing trial. There's a big question mark as to whether he's still going to be a congressman come around this time next year. But at the very least, this is going to be a competitive seat. It could potentially be an open seat, too. So the jockeying on the Democratic side is also not surprising at this point.
How likely could we see national money enter this race?
There's a very high probability that there could be national money, and this is something that Democrats seem to be kicking themselves over in 2018 when there was very little national money, almost no national money at all, that went in to support Nate McMurray. Had there been a big push by, for example, super PACs, these groups that can raise and spend unlimited amounts of money, or the National Democratic Party, then you could have been looking at potentially flipping the New York 27 seat to the Democratic column as opposed to the Republican column. So Democrats seem to have learned their lesson in District 28, and they're probably not going to make the same mistake again if, in fact, they deem this to be a seat that is competitive, which largely they have already.
And how soon before we hear a Democrat officially throw his or her hat into the ring?
It may be a little while yet. Obviously, there are a number of people who are showing at least some modicum of interest at this point. And typically with House races, it could be sometime in the spring, summer, even the fall before candidates begin to announce ahead of a partisan primary that will lead, of course, to a general election. So there's no exact way to tell how many candidates are going to get in or exactly when. But in a seat like this, a district like this, it's probably a good chance that they're going to get in a little bit sooner as opposed to later because of the competitive nature of this district.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.